I want to give you a chance to broadly explain what you've done in Congress to support people affected by the coronavirus.
Well, I think those of us in Congress have done a number of things. We have passed two phases of federal assistance and help. The first phase was more research and assistance for the coronavirus. That was $8.3 billion that Congress allocated a few weeks ago, a week and a half ago. Then we passed paid leave, sick leave, to ensure that individuals who needed time off because of the coronavirus and taking care of loved ones had an opportunity to do that. So those were the first two phases, in addition to some small business assistance as well. And now we're getting into what we've called the third phase to try to help assistance to those who need it across the board, states and localities, as well as those who have been unemployed and been affected by this negatively.
All right. And you held a town hall on Monday, I believe. What kind of concerns are you hearing from members of the community?
Well, we heard a range of concerns from the testing that's going on in San Bernardino County to small businesses who are affected by this negatively and have had to close their doors to seniors who want to know if the store's shelves are going to be stocked in the future. We heard just a wide range of issues and concerns. And, you know, we also took it as an opportunity to, again, share the best practices that we know are important, that we all have a role to play in slowing the spread of the virus, and that we all need to be practicing social distancing and using those best practices we know work to help flatten that curve, which we know is going to be important in order to move past this.
Yeah. What about the importance of the 2020 census? I know you've been doing a lot on that.
Yeah. I mean, now more than ever, right? This is important. Many of the, it's a little ironic, many of the funding that we are sending to localities and to the states and for healthcare organizations through this additional stimulus is based on per capita funding. And so we need to make sure that the per capita funding correctly captures how many people are in the Inland Empire. And so that's the importance of the census, is we give out educational dollars, healthcare dollars, transportation dollars. We need a good count of who's in our communities. And so we would encourage people to fill out their census information, do it online. That would be the easiest way to do it. There are also phone numbers. People can check their mailboxes for their specific information, and we'll be posting continued information on my social media and website about the census.
Yeah, are you worried that the coronavirus could lead to an undercount in the census this year?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. We're always worried about that. We're always worried about young people who also were dramatically undercounted in the last census. But the only way this gets done is if people utilize one of the methods available in order to let the census know how many people are in their household. They can call the toll-free number. They can do it online, or previously they would respond to a door knock. Well, obviously those are going to be curtailed now and paused. And so it puts the importance behind people picking up the phone and using the toll-free number, as well as going to the census website in order to fulfill that information.
I want to ask about small businesses in particular. What are you doing, or what do you worry about as far as small businesses in this crisis?
I worry about small businesses not being able to make payroll and laying off their employees. And so that's why this bill has some measures. In the second bill, we also had some small business assistance measures. Disaster recovery funds were made available. I've talked to a couple small businesses who have already been in contact with SBA and have been approved by SBA for some of that lending and capacity. So the longer we can have small businesses keep individuals on their payroll, the better our economy is going to be. And if they don't have folks on their payroll, that's when they file for unemployment, and that should be really the last backstop. But if this truly is temporary, the longer we can incentivize small business to keep people on their payroll, the better. And so those are the important measures that we've taken within this bill, is to try to offer tax credits, incentive, and SBA lending in order to encourage small businesses to keep individuals on their payroll through this coronavirus crisis.
All right, Congressman Aguilar, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.